Monday Mass. Hello, this is Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote, the Monday action sports show that you can listen to any day of the week. Not just Mondays. This is Mondays for me. I record it on Mondays. I'm actually recording this in my Airstream trailer right behind Univ in Encinitas, California. It's a hazy Monday, and not much to do today other than listen to this podcast. So thank you for starting that. Hey, guess what? Guess what? We've got a new sponsor. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. This is like, I have papers in here. I got to get more organized. All right, new sponsor alert. Master Plan Communications, MPC. Thank you so much, Master Plans Communications. So this is an authentic PR agency for action sports. So we're going to be using them to help grow this podcast. The Monday Mass will grow with Master Plan Communications. You can, I know you out there have use for a PR agency for your action sports company. So hit up Master Plan at Master Plan PR. MasterPlanPR.com. Thank you to the good people, the productive, the awesome people at Master Plan Communications PR. We're so happy to have you here on the Monday Mass. This is your 20 minutes, sort of, around 20 minutes. There's a lot of talk about today, so this could be longer than 20 minutes. This is your action sports update. The date is March 20th. So let's say it's news from March 15th to now. All the news that's happened in action sports that I care to talk about here on this podcast. Surf, skate, snow, and other news. So before we get into it, let's talk about a death in the rock and roll family. Man, I'm so sad to hear that Chuck Berry died. And admittedly, probably like a lot of people, I haven't listened to much Chuck Berry. I've listened to a lot of rock and roll. So therefore, I have listened to Chuck Berry. We'll get more on Chuck Berry and a few controversial things that I just heard about this. Later in other news, let's get into snow. And our presenting sponsor for snow, of course, thank you again to Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics, licensed, legal, permitted medical marijuana collective right here in North County. They have all the products you want, THC, CBD, CBN. You have insomnia, anxiety, PTSD, PMS, pain. I have all of those. I want to learn more. I'm going to go to TorreyHolistics.com. I might get myself on that CBD program. I know a lot of people who are definitely not who you might think would be interested in this kind of medicine. But I'll tell you, a lot of people are being helped by it, and I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to get on that CBD program with Torrey Holistics. Let's get into snow news. All right, well, all the big snowboard contests have passed, maybe a few more to come in this season, but I'll tell you what is still popping. All the Northeast ski resorts are ripping with snow. Vermont, New Hampshire, give me snow or give me death. We're talking the best winter in decades in the Northeast. So all the homies out there boarding, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing, cross-countrying, doing all that fun snow stuff. They're going to be doing this for probably another month because the Northeast is still going off snow-wise. And the same can be said for mountains right here in California, Colorado, Utah. There's 300 inches of snow still at Mammoth. 300 inches. I mean, I don't know about river rafting in California, but I'm thinking that as the thaw starts, it's going to be the best river rafting or river supping season ever. That's how much snow there's been. There's 300 inches still at Mammoth. We're going to be snowboarding on the 4th of July at Mammoth. Going to be crazy. I'm not going to wear any pants. I'm going to do jumps, fully corked out spins. No pants. It's going to be that warm. There's still going to be that much snow. There have been a lot of videos dropping in the snow world. More precisely, the launch has just been dropped. This year's series of The Launch. Now, this is a pretty cool concept. Basically, it's not a contest per se. It's just a big video shoot, a photo shoot. Get some of the best boarders together. And they all went to Snow Summit. They built a crazy park. This is all brought to you by Oakley, of course. Of course, like you knew that. The Launch 2017. This is on snowboarder.com. Pretty dope. I mean, basically just a huge free shredding session with incredible photographers, videographers. They photographed and videoed day and night. This can be found at snowboarder.com. And this is, like I said in last episode, this is when you're going to start to see a lot of good snowboarding videos coming out. Guys have been shooting all winter. They're dropping their stuff now. It's going to be awesome. So if you want to have your snow whistle wetted, get your whistle wet, go check out The Launch. Brought to you by Oakley. There's recaps and galleries on snowboarder.com, and I wish I could tell you more. I don't. I haven't been to Snow Summit in a while, honestly. Last time I went there, it was icy, and I busted my ass, and I'm glad these other guys are just shredding there, because, man, these jumps are big on The Launch. Anyway, other videos dropping. Yagans 19. That's on Transworld's snowboarding. Snowboarding at transworld.net. And that looks fun. That looks like the kind of snowboarding that I could maybe get into a little bit. So the snow news, yes, admittedly, it's light, this issue, episode, this podcast, this thing, Monday Mass, it's light, but it's spring, man. I already told you there's 300 inches of snow at Mammoth. That should be enough for you. 100 inches at resorts in Utah. Look it up. You go make some snowboarding news. Jeez. More will happen, I assure you. Tons happening in our other two sports. So that's your snow news for the Monday Mass. Light on snow. If you have any snow news you'd like me to report, why don't you send me a tweet? I'm at the Chris Cote Show. I know, long story. Anyway, hashtag Monday Mass. I don't know. What do you say? We move into skate news. And after skate news will be surf news, and I'm probably going to cry, so you're going to want to listen to that. Skate news. All right. Some cool things happening in skate. The first one, this is reported on Grind TV. There might be the possibility of a world record being broken. The Guinness Book of World Records reported the longest 50-50 grind ever done on a skateboard was 204 feet done by Jagger Eaton in October 2016. That wasn't that long ago. Now, this record may have just been broken, according to Grind TV, by Moose Luis de los Reyes, a.k.a. just call him Moose. All right? Not just broken, shattered. Previous record was 204 feet for a 50-50 grind. For those of you who don't know, that's when both of your trucks are on the surface you're grinding on. Hence, 50% one truck, 50% the other truck. It's a 50-50 grind. Just want to make that clear. Moose grinded 292 feet in the 50-50 position. That's a 292-foot 50-50 grind. Previous record was 204. You do the math. It's like 100 feet more or something. Close. I don't know, 80-something feet. This was a grind done on a curb, which is pretty cool. So it's not official yet, so don't go buying your Moose Broke the World 50-50 Record Grind Guinness Book of World Records t-shirts just yet. It's got to be made official by the people at Guinness Book of World Records, which is exciting. I'm happy that that's still a thing. That brings back a lot of childhood memories, and maybe someday we'll break a record for best podcast about action sports specifically in under 20 minutes or a little bit more format, Monday Mass. Bam Margera is back, people. This is great news. Bam Margera. All right, this guy basically changed skateboarding forever through the mid-2000s, late 90s into the early 2000s. He started off as just a ripping skateboarder, a punk kid that liked to pull pranks and film it. And these were the CKY days. If you've never seen the CKY videos, you gotta watch them. Pre-Jackass, pre-punk. I mean, this group basically made butt-making skateboard videos with about not even 50% skating. I'm talking about 40% skating, 60% antics, and some of the best antics ever. But then you throw in incredible skating. I mean, their crew was, you know, Kerry Getz. Of course, Bam Margera, part of the crew. That's who we're talking about. An East Coast contingency of absolute rippers. And Bam, his trajectory, you know, of course, took him through Jackass, three movies, made him a reality TV star. And then he basically bought into the Hollywood lifestyle, started partying, getting on the yayo, getting wild, got fat. And I can say it because he says it. He says it himself that he got fat. And, you know, he put on a lot of weight, depression, drug, alcohol addiction. He filmed his last reality show was about trying to get clean, trying to break his addictive disease. And apparently, he's clean and sober. He's still working in the entertainment industry as far as producing and editing and directing films. And now he's skating again. This just popped up on Jenkum's website. And then it started to creep on to, I believe I saw it on the Barracks. And then it was on Transworld Skateboarding. So it's cool because Bam basically says in his interview on Jenkum.com, which is a great skate website, I mean, for hardcore skate fans. He basically says, yo, I've been skating a little bit, and I didn't want to get out there and just start skating a ton, you know, in America, really, because he just knew that kids would bust out their phones and start filming him, struggling in the park, then they'd try to start one-upping him. It's just a reality of being a pro skateboarder, especially someone, you know, Bam was the most famous pro skateboarder in the world for a while. He had to have been right there. So he went to Spain. He was working in Europe, and he says he walked into a skate shop, and he bought himself an Element board, and he set it up, and he went skating. And his buddy was there who was working on the film with him, so he started filming Bam. So Bam's got some tricks now. He had a pretty killer mini ramp run. Then he has some street stuff. It's pretty dope. But it's just good to see Bam is back. He's doing 200 push-ups a day, 200 sit-ups a day, dropped about 30 pounds. And he said that his main, you know, it wasn't the abuse that he had put his body through. It was really just the weight. He had an extra 30 pounds on him that it makes it tough to skate, I'll tell you, with an extra 30 pounds. I have about an extra 6 pounds on me right now, and it makes it tough to skate for me. So welcome back, Bam. And, man, we are glad to have you back. I'm a huge Bam Margera fan, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are as well. The Transworld Skate Awards are going down now on skateboarding.transworld.net. A couple of the awards that they've announced already. The best video was Away Days. That is Adidas's 2016 video. These are awards for the best of 2016. So Away Days. And actually, from Away Days, the Rookie of the Year for 2016, Tyshawn Jones. This kid is a destroyer. This basically comes from his performances in the streets. He went pro for FA. He had a crazy part in the Adidas video. What else did he do? Yeah, he's just been ripping all over the East Coast. He was in Pussy Gangster. Any New York video you've seen lately, the Broadway bullet he was ripping in. So, well earned and well done by Tashaun getting Rookie of the Year. We got Video of the Year. And that was the video part of the year for Trans World Skate Awards. And it looks good to me. This is basically just raw street skating at its finest. It's Bobby Worist and Yaldo Halberg. And these guys just take turns destroying ledges all over town. It rips. So go to skateboarding.transworld.net for the video part of the year. Another video part that I just watched that Todd Richards texted to me. Crazy northbound. So these kids in Norway, they're 20 somethings, ripping, skating on, they're skating on ice, they're skating on snow, they're skating on frozen sand on the beaches in Norway. It's amazing. There's not much more to say about it other than you have to go watch it because these fools rip. And it's really a surreal thing to watch these guys skating on a beach. The sand is so frozen and hard that it's just like concrete. And they pull out some boats and fun stuff to skate on. And it's probably one of the coolest videos. Cool. Frozen. Cool. It's cold. One of the best skate videos I've seen in a while. And it's called Northbound. You should go find it. Speaking of the best, the Battle at the Barracks. The BATB on thebarracks.com is coming back, and this year they're coming back with a vengeance for their 10th anniversary of Battle of the Barracks. They're featuring the best of the best Barracks battlers ever. The best of the best are coming out. I wonder who that's going to be. They haven't announced the lineup yet, but you can bet it's going to be the heaviest of hitters. PJ Ladd, no doubt, will be there. I mean, name your battler. They will be there. The best of the best are going to be there. In other skate news, oh, this is probably my favorite. I'm going to save my favorite skate news for last. State Footwear. This kind of just popped up. And I saw little hints of it coming through Instagram. But now it's just popped up. This skater-owned and operated State Footwear. They just dropped a video called Free. And the shoes look good. This is a new independently distributed, skater-owned and operated shoe line called State Footwear. They look clean. It's kind of like Converse, Vans, Huff kind of thing. Just very simple, clean-looking skate shoes. And again, skater-owned and operated, so check them out. Here's my favorite pro skate news of the day. Ah, I just gave it away. Here's my favorite skate news of the podcast. Lizzie Armanto, a ripping, stylish, bowl, vert, park skater, Lizzie Armanto, is now pro for Birdhouse. Round of applause. Thank you. Yes, Lizzie Armanto. So this was just the best way to present a pro board and more. So basically what had happened right here in Encinitas, California, there's a ramp called the Zoyner Ramp, and it's Brighton Zoyner and her family's ramp, and it gets shredded all the time. There was a big session there, and I'm talking Tony Hawk, Grasso, Darren Navarette, just a Christian Hosoi, Steve Caballero, the Vertical Vampire, Darren, yes, and then they had some girls there. Nora Vasconcelos was there. It was just a ripping session. Brighton Zoyner was shredding, of course, her home spot. So they started basically, the ruse was this was a video shoot. They were just going to film a video segment. Grasso slams on purpose, right? And he walks off the ramp over to Lizzie, who is sitting on the side of the ramp, like he's hurt, and he pulls out, bam, gives Lizzie the brand new Thrasher magazine. Lizzie's on the cover. So there's the first just epic life hammer for Lizzie getting the cover of Thrasher magazine. She's crying. Tony Hawk sneaks up behind Jeff Grasso. He's holding something behind his back. Bam, pulls it out. Lizzie Armanto, pro deck for Birdhouse skateboards. So there you go. I mean, not one, but two life hammers in 1 hour, in 1 minute. Actually, it was under a minute. Two life hammers in under a minute for Lizzie. Turning pro for Birdhouse, getting the cover of Thrasher magazine. So go find that new Thrasher magazine. Celebrate skateboarding, male, female, in any form. Celebrate skateboarding. Wow. All right. Let's get into it. This is Surf News, and Surf News proudly presented by South Coast Surf Shops. Shop local. Did I just sound like a radio guy? South Coast Surf Shops. But seriously, shop local. Support your local surf shop. South Coast Surf Shops since 1974. We got five. I say we because I'm part of the team now. South Coast Surf Shops. Five shops between PB and OB, two all-girls, quote, wahini shops, and a closeout shop featuring 50% off all wetsuits from past seasons. So go there and get a perfectly good wetsuit from last year for 50% off. Quicksilver, O'Neill, Billabong, Rip Curl, Hurley, Roxy, Vans, Reef, Channel Islands, Firewire, all that stuff and more. South Coast Surf Shops. And also South Coast Surfboards. Don't sleep on South Coast Surfboards. They're the in-house surfboard brand, and the shapes look good. They're designed, shaped, and glassed locally. Go to southcoast.com. You should trust me on this. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to surf shops, but if you don't believe me, go down there yourself. Go to South Coast Surf Shops. Here is surf news. Now, we've got a lot of surf news as usual. As you all know, I'm a surf nerd. Let's start with Kelly Slater. Kelly Slater, man, he's the only guy in the world with his own personal wave pool. But, folks, he's going to share. Rumor has it, and this rumor can be substantiated by a zoning application filed in Palm Beach County for permission to build a wave park. That's right. The Kelly Slater Wave Company is coming to Florida. The project's going to be named Surf Ranch Florida. And I like this because there's not a lot of good waves consistently in Florida. There are good waves. But as a general thing, this is where wave pools should be. Places like Florida, where people want very badly to surf, but the waves aren't that good that often. So this is where wave pools should be. Wave parks, sorry. Kelly, when you build it in Florida, maybe I could come to that one. Maybe that will be the one I get to come to. I don't know. I mean, why would I get to come there? I don't know. I was trolling around the internet this weekend. The World Surf League Kumul PNG WSL Longboard Championships was going on. It was very strange. I mean, the guys were ripping. I thought it was weird. Guys doing vertical snaps and roundhouse cutbacks and kick flips on longboards. But hey, go for it. So I'm assuming at this point there is a longboard world champion for shredding. This was in Papua New Guinea. Beautiful place for a contest. The wave looked really fun. But I looked down the list and I had not heard of anybody. And I'm not trying to sound ignorant here. But I would think of the world's best longboarders and I think of a whole different list of people than I saw in this. But I'm not taking anything away from the talent level here. I saw some great 360s. On 9 foot plus boards. And if you like that, that's cool. I don't know. I feel like kind of a jerk because I didn't know about this. It was a cool contest to watch. I watched it for a little while. Yeah, I don't know. Good for you. Let's get to other competition news. So, the first stop in the World Championship Tour, the WSL Championship Tour went down as the Quick Pro, the Roxy Pro at Snapper Rocks. This is always one of my personal favorite contests because the waves look so fun. Jeez, Snapper Rocks looks fun. Of course, you couldn't have a WSL event without a little bit of controversy. And you know what? There wasn't that much. I think the whole thing was kind of wrapped up in this warm, fuzzy feeling for the eventual winner, which we'll get to. The first parts that I want to kind of address here. Oh, the opening rounds were pure savagery. Jeez. The waves were firing. It was like a foot overhead. Barrel on the takeoff. Eight turns. Another barrel on the inside. Every wave looked so good. And the rookies all ripped. I mean, everybody had kind of took it to another level in those first opening couple of rounds. And I got hyped watching it. I haven't been that excited about a surf contest in a long time. And it was so fun to watch these opening rounds. As the kind of the rounds started to progress, you started to see standouts. I mean, Kelly Slater was looking very inspired. And that was exciting. Owen Wright, who we'll get to. Owen Wright was kind of quietly dominating heats, right? We'll get to more on Owen Wright. Italo Ferreira rips. Oh my God, this young, goofy-footed Brazilian shredder, Italo. I love you, man. So at the end of Italo's round three heat, some round something, he does single-handedly reignite the 540 debate that's been raging on for 3 years. With the perfect backside 540. 540. I'm going to say it 540. And if you don't know why I'm saying it like that, because, man, the 540 argument has been going on for a while now. The Guardian, probably one of the most trusted news sources on the planet, the Guardian, calls it a 540. I post that on my Instagram. Then Kelly Slater says 540. With a little emoji with the finger on this like, I don't know. Come on, man, Kelly. You know that's a 540. Tony Hawk calls it a 540. It's a 540. And I think the commentators, they don't like to stir up controversy. They are the best in the business. But I think Potts called it a 360 and a half. And if you add 180 to 540, or 180 to 360, that equals 540. They should have just said 540. But then again, why do I care? We should just be celebrating Italo's air for what it was. Just incredible. You know, and I again, a lot of people probably think that this was an accidental Hail Mary. Just throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. But if you've ever seen how Italo surfs on a daily basis, you know that this was a fully intended backside 540 done perfectly. My favorite move of the trick, move, air. One of the best things in the event. And it really, this was kind of the air that changed the whole event. At the beginning rounds of the Quick Pro and Roxy Pro, it was all about power turns, power surfing. Federico Moraes was shredding, power surfing. Connor Coffin, power. And Italo, boom, does the 540. And everybody starts going, okay, I guess we got to start mixing it up. And that's exactly what happened. Joel Parkinson, watching him in round three. I thought Joel was going to win this contest just watching how he surfed. Again, the power play was inspired. Parko thought he had it. But now we'll get to the man that did have it. Almost. We're almost there. One more slight controversy. So Gabriel Medina, Kelly Slater, they've become a bit of rivals. They're both really good. Kelly Slater and Gabriel Medina had battled it out. I thought Gabriel Medina was doing the same turn over and over, backside snap floater. Judges were loving it, giving him big scores. Kelly was doing combination turn, bam, turn, cut back, vertical snap, float, and getting similar scores. At the end of the heat, Medina with two crazy backside snaps. I'm taking nothing away other than the style is not super pleasing to the eye for me, for Gabriel Medina. But two incredible backside snaps and then a series of snaps and floaters, safety surfing all the way to the beach. Slater, kind of like one big high-speed whip, foam climb, foam snap, tail release, really mixing it up, a combination plate of cool maneuvers. And I never complain about the judges, but I thought Kelly Slater should have won that heat. Plus, even Brad Gerlach put on his Instagram that he thought Gabriel Medina should have got an interference for a little chandelier action in the beginning of the heat, or the middle of the heat. Slater pulled into a barrel that arguably he could have made. That one was super close. If Medina would have gotten an interference, Brazil would have launched a nuclear weapon towards Australia. It was close. I mean, the chandelier effect when you're paddling into a wave and you can kind of see him do a turn, and it's a little shady. A little shady. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously nothing you can do about it now. That contest is over. And let's get to the best news ever. I was watching as Owen Wright started making heats. He beat Mick Fanning. He beat Connor Coffin. He started to make a run. This is a guy who, over a year ago, was basically almost dead. Dude got a heavy, heavy brain injury at Pipeline, right? He was in bed for a month. Couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. A brain injury, right? It was like his head got hit with a sledgehammer at Pipeline. Worse. Could not surf. And this is one of the nicest dudes that you'll ever meet. So it makes it doubly sad when not only one of the best surfers and best goofy footers gets injured like that. A guy who was basically in the world title fight for probably the last three seasons of his career. He's been close. Goes down at Pipeline. Brain injury. And all this is happening as he's just about to have a baby. So you're going, oh my God, how's this going to end? Well, sometimes it's the ending that you want, the fairy tale ending. So Owen Wright, through incredible perseverance, hard work. I was literally crying watching this final, Owen Wright and Matt Wilkinson. I mean, this was pure destiny. And every once in a while, you know, if he would have won his first heat, if he would have made it through a couple rounds, you would have been so hyped, so proud to have been witnessing the return of Owen Wright. But the fact that he goes on to win this thing, taking an incredibly hard path from first round all the way to finals, he goes on to win. He comes in, he kisses his wife and his baby. And every surfer there is crying. Mick Fanning, Matt Wilkinson, Connor Coffin. I mean, everybody's saying, look, I hate to lose, but this was destiny. If you're going to lose, you got to lose to this guy, Owen Wright. And I tell you, nobody made it easy for him. Coming back from the brink of death with a brain injury, Owen Wright wins the Quick Pro, stop number one on the WSL Championship Tour. And I got to applaud the WSL. That was a great show that we watched. The Roxy Pro, we're witnessing another kind of heavy return. The different kind of adversity. Stephanie Gilmore taking the win over Lakey Peterson. Lakey Peterson showing that all the hard work she's been putting in, training with the Beach Grit guys down in Mexico for the Full Rotor, as they call it, the Full Rotor Project. It's working. Lakey Peterson now, officially, after this first event, is a title threat. But Stephanie Gilmore, man, a little more controversy on that side. The Courtney Conlog, Steph Gilmore heat flared up a little bit, buzz-wise, on the internet. You can do your own research there. I don't like to... I guess I do. Anyway, Congratulations, Stephanie Gilmore, Owen Wright, your current leaders on the WSL Jeep Jeep Rankings leaderboard. So I'm so excited now about the WSL, I mean the championship tour. That first event was exactly what we needed. I mean, I don't think the waves were good last year for Snapper. I don't even remember what happened. But I'll tell you, this event was historic and it was fun to watch. The waves were all over the place, ranging from perfect to wild to fun to weird. All the rookies ripped. And I'm excited about this year. I mean, I'm getting a little surf nerdy here, but I tell you, I'm excited about this year on the World Championship Tour. Coming up next is the Drug Aware Margaret River Pro, March 29th through April 9th, Margaret River, Western Australia. Hopefully we get to see the box. Big, barreling, draining right-hander. This is a men's and women's event. It'll be fun to watch. Sebastian Zietz won it last year. We will see who wins it this year. And that's your surf news, folks. A lot of talk in there about the World Championship Tour, but of course, everybody's talking about it, man. I was out in the water surfing the other day, and this homie paddles up to me and just goes, "Did you watch the contest?" Yes, I did. That's why I'm surfing, because it got me motivated. It got me excited to come surfing. And that's what the WSL is for, to inspire, educate, psych, hype, get you ready, get you pumped to surf and buy surf products, which is fine. So I hope to be commentating a couple WSL events this year, later on probably in the season. I'm on the Vans Park Series. We're going to be going to Brazil next. So that's what's up with me. Oh, yeah. Back to what we started talking about at the very beginning of this podcast. Chuck Berry died. He was 90, so this wasn't like a Jeff Buckley, Kurt Cobain, you know, Jim Morrison kind of thing. He had lived an incredibly long and fruitful life. Chuck Berry, the inventor of rock and roll. Some say the inventor of rock and roll. I just found out, and this is kind of crazy, and this could be considered surf news. Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys was ripped from Sweet Little 16, a song by Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry sued the Beach Boys and won. Listen to those songs today. Maybe I'll be playing it right beneath me now. Beneath my voice, you'll be hearing Surfin' USA and Sweet Little 16. We will see. This has been the Monday Mass. Thank you to our sponsors, Masterplan PR, Tory Holistics, and South Coast Surf Shops. And thank you to You Media. That's YEW. You Media. And youonline.com. And please subscribe. Just not even please. I'm demanding it. Subscribe to the Monday Mass. All your action sports news in 20 minutes or less, or a little bit more. I've been your host, Chris Cote. We'll see you, talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye. Around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans.